So, are you ready?
I'm so ready for the first garbage!
We've got a brand new open. Listen.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B and Offset had a lot of drama in 2018, but their friends are confident they'll be together again soon. Sources close to the hip-hop couple say they've been communicating regularly and are focusing on fixing their marriage. They said Offset is vowing to change his ways and be faithful. Cardi is still not wearing her wedding ring. Friends say that she's not emotionally ready to put it back on quite yet. She's also expected to release a new song and another one with Bruno Mars.
That'd
plus
be cool.
Another big artist later this month. The song is expected to be out January 25th, although it could be pushed back because of her busy schedule. The rapper has also promised to release a new album in 2019, but it isn't known if the Bruno collaboration will be on it. So I guess two new songs, one with Bruno, who she's worked with before for Finesse, and then now another one with another big artist that we don't know of. On Friday, Ellen DeGeneres made a big push for Kevin Hart to host the Oscars. He had stepped away from the job weeks ago after someone found some old homophobic tweets that came back to haunt him. And during his interview with her on Friday, she revealed that she had actually called the Academy herself on his behalf to appeal for a second chance.
I called the Academy today because I really want you to host the Oscars. I said, Kevin's on. I have no idea if he wants to come back and host, but what are your thoughts? And they were like, oh my God, we want him to host. We feel like that maybe he misunderstood or it was handled wrong, or maybe we said the wrong thing, but we want him to host. Whatever we can do, we would be thrilled.
Kevin talked about feeling attacked by the resurfacing of his old tweets.
It's tough for me because it was an attack. This wasn't an accident. It wasn't a coincidence that the day after I received the job, tweets just somehow manifested.
And Ellen told him not to let the negative people win.
You know, as a gay person, I am as sensitive to all of that. And I talked to you about this. And you have already expressed that it's not being educated on the subject, not realizing how dangerous those words are, not realizing how many kids are killed for being gay or beaten up every day. You have grown. You have apologized. You're apologizing again right now. You've done it. Don't let those people win.
Since then, she's been hit with a backlash pretty big online, and some fans don't understand why she's supporting him.
I saw some people, it's like, oh, thanks, Ellen, for speaking for me as a gay man. Like some different people that are upset about it. But
so stupid.
I agree, because listen, I'm not proud of everything I've done in my past. Some things, but it's like, eventually, if people apologize and take that route and admit what they actually did, don't just try to cover it up. When do you forgive them? You got to move on, right?
Right. There is a weird mentality right now going on of everyone unleash the mob. Everyone should be fired from their jobs. Nobody can apologize anymore. You can't accept someone genuinely saying sorry, which I don't understand. And two, we are the first generation that has an entire digital footprint from our entire life.
As soon as you're born,
you are kidding yourself if you don't think that you are next in this, because all of us have been online since we were in like middle school. And of course, all of us have probably said some stupid things before. And I will go ahead and say it. When I was in middle school,
don't say what you
and
said.
Even
don't
high
say
school,
that.
Well, it's not, it's like everyone would say, like talking about something negative, like everyone would say, oh, that's so gay. Remember that?
Oh, I mean, I said that too. I was like, oh, I didn't realize that was so dumb.
It was years after I graduated high school that we started realizing, like, oh, that's really offensive. Like, you shouldn't say that. And so then we were like, oh, and then people stopped saying that. That was a big thing everybody said. And it's like, if all those old posts came out or something, you know what I mean? You're not going to understand that people have growth and go through learning that things are wrong to say.
Can we have our Ellen, like our gay representative or bi representative Porkchop chime in on this? Because that way you can represent everybody.
I actually was just going to say, I remember the first time that I thought that it was not okay to say that's gay. And I specifically got called out from a gay guy.
Yeah, like, I did too. It was my first job that I had ever worked. And the guy was an older gay waiter. Mm-hmm. And I just very flippantly had said, he told me like he had a really bad table or something. I said, oh, that's so gay. And then I said, I looked at him and it just clicked for me. And I said, I am so sorry. I did not realize how offensive that sounds. Yep. And he was just like, it's okay. And he was very forgiving.
When Pork
but
Chop,
no one wants to be forgiving anymore.
When Pork Chop first got here, I took him out to the bar the night before we actually work, and somebody says something, I think, to us, like, oh, yeah, that's so gay. I'm like, oh my God, protest bisexual. What if that offends him? Do I have to fight the guy now?
Didn't I tell you, like, it doesn't bother me?
Yeah, but I was like, oh, crap, I got to fight for my man's honor over here.
Yeah, no, I mean, some people it bothers, but not me.
Pork chop isn't easily offended. Disgraced actor and accused sexual predator Kevin Spacey is set to be arraigned in a Nantucket, Massachusetts court today on charges of sexual assault against a then 18-year-old restaurant employee. But he's already plotting his Hollywood comeback. A source says he's getting offers still from Europe and Russia, and he just assumes he'll come back to American film in a few years.
What if he does? I don't think he will, but what if? Just like him and Harvey Weinstein, like, what
so
if
anno-
what if
be
they
so
come
mad.
Back?
I'll be so mad.
Could you imagine?
Wendy Williams is delaying her return to the Wendy Williams Show. She was scheduled to return to her talk show today, but now she's not going to come until next Monday. I guess she like hurt her shoulder or something. She fractured it, and they said that she's on the mend and wants to return pain-free and be 200% delivering the best show that millions of viewers tune in to watch. So if you're expecting to watch Wendy today, you're going to have to wait another week. Coming up in less than an hour, the biggest scandals at the Golden Globes last night, and of course, this rapper put his foot in his mouth while talking about R. Kelly.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, we're a little past the holiday season now, but apparently half of us in this room still have things we have to give out. Porkchop's got a birthday gift that he never gave me. My birthday, by the way, was about a month ago. So
not quite, yeah, a little less than a month ago.
So, and I swear to you guys, I ordered a Christmas present, but it just got here last week.
I'm very confused because you gave us Christmas presents.
But there was something else I was going to give. Like, you gave me multiple gifts.
Oh.
I had multiple. I was going deep on this one. And, well, you might be surprised. It's coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show.